I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A, and we're happy to welcome back a band that's been here a couple times before, from Oshkosh originally. I hear you guys have moved to Milwaukee lately. Yeah. Is that right, Sarah?
That's right, yeah.
They are Dead Horses. Welcome, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And we have Sarah Vos and Daniel Wolf of the band, so thanks for coming in, guys. And just the two of you tonight, is the band two of you now, or three of you, or?
It's still kind of three of us.
Okay.
We've been also working with a drummer, and tonight we're going to have some pedal steel and perhaps another person sit in too, so we're just kind of going to experiment with it a little, and
nice.
It's going to be a good time.
Nice. So they're playing tonight at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth with local band Feeding Leroy opening up for them, and also Jerry Small going to come on and do a couple tunes before that. It all starts at 8 o'clock, doors at 7 for tonight. Well, you guys have a new album out that we've been enjoying here on KUMD, Cartoon Moon. Really fun. We'll talk about making that one. But what tune do you want to start with first?
We're going to start with one from Cartoon Moon. It's called All I Really Need to Know. Honey, I know we gave it our best. Try to listen to the wispy wind of the west, following the way the leaves have blown. Maybe I'm made to be alone. Oh, you know I feel your flame and your fire. Woman and man, I feel your child. Pocket, I'll carry your stone. Maybe I'm made to be alone. Hearts laid on the road, mingled and mixed with the earth below. We're all in heaven, though, told me so. It's all I really need. Bush in the desert night. Will you share your flame? Will you cast your light? Ground laid it in war horse bones. Maybe I'm made to be alone. Holy mountain fountain flow, caught in the shade of the clouds. Gather your arrow and gather your bow. Pierce me with your sin, pierce me with your soul. Guess we'll never really know. Maybe I'm made to be alone. Hearts laid on the road, mingled
Dead Horses live from Studio A, and a tune from their new one, Cartoon Moon. This is your third album, is that right, Sarah?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and last time you were here, I think you'd put out your second album, and I think you've been pretty darn busy since then. Of course, you were making this album.
Yep.
But I think you did a lot of touring as well.
Yeah.
Now, tell me about that and some of the highlights. You did some festivals and...
Yeah, a lot of festivals. Some of the highlights for me, I'd say, even in just the last half of a year, would be we got to do some support shows with Elephant Revival.
Nice.
Which was pretty incredible. And also we just did a run with Mandolin Orange. And just playing, you know, playing these like beautiful rooms to audiences that... They're very receptive, and they're there because they want to be and they want to hear the music. That's always been the goal, is to move more in that direction as opposed to some of the other kind of dog in it type of gigging that a lot of bands do, which is also fun. But yeah, being able to kind of do that and learn from the bands that we're playing with too, and kind of see how they do things, and just trying to make it as sustainable as possible.
So what are the kinds of things that you learned from, say, Elephant Revival?
Sure. Or,
and they're a Colorado band. Mm-hmm. They've actually been in this area a lot. They play at the Big Top quite a
yep.
bit. Did you open for them at the Big Top this
no,
summer?
Or no,
play with
didn't.
Them then?
Okay. That would have been sweet. I feel like I can't remember who did. It was someone I knew. But things like putting yourself in a really good place before the set, like making that kind of the top priority, feeling good, you know. Mandolin Orange, would one of our first shows with them, they pulled us in like their green room, and they, I don't know if they actually do this at every show, but they turn the lights off and they dance to like electronic music for a few minutes and just get really weird right before they play. And I thought that's a great idea.
Nice. So you guys got to work on a ritual. Have you figured one out yet?
Not really. I mean, usually it involves drinking whiskey.
That's a ritual. That's a
yes,
ritual.
It is.
If that gets you ready for the show, hey. So a bunch of touring and opening for some people, and then tell me about working on this album. So a guy named Ken Coomer, helped you do this album. So tell me about meeting Ken.
Yeah, we met Ken a couple of years ago at a festival down in Tennessee, and he was primarily a drummer for Wilco, Uncle Tupelo. He's done quite a bit of stuff with that. But we met him at a festival, and I think he liked us. And I remember someone told me, like, go give him one of your current CDs. And I was kind of like, psh, whatever. Like, people give me CDs all the time. They usually don't make it to my disc player. I don't even have a disc player. But I did. I ran and I gave him a CD. And he got in touch with us probably within... you know, a few weeks, and we kind of talked to him for a few months, and we were really excited at the prospect of working with a percussionist, because that was something that we have wanted to experiment with for, I'd say, for years. So having someone that's, has just, you know, decades of touring experience, and B, a lot of experience in the studio as well, it was a great opportunity, and he put tracks on most of our tracks on the record in a very crafted way, and I love how it turned out.
Mm-hmm. And when there's other things on there too, there's keyboards on there,
yep.
which, and they're very subtle, you
yeah.
know, it's
yep.
it's so subtle,
yep.
So it doesn't, you know, even though it's a little bit different from what you have done in the past, mm-hmm. it doesn't stand out as, oh my gosh, they've gone,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, I think the trick is adding depth rather than doing something to, you know, steer away from the song, because you want to, and that's what he would say over and over, like, it's about the song more than anything. And I think that's a maturity thing for musicians, and I don't think you ever figure out exactly how to do that, but it's more of a push and pull journey, you know.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that you've moved to Milwaukee. When did that happen, and why did that happen? Do you have any thoughts,
yeah.
Dan? I don't want you to
yeah.
feel left out over
yeah.
here.
Yeah. Well, Dan, this is Dan over here. He moved down there before I did.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just looking to get out of Oshkosh. That's also where I grew up, so I was looking for a change. And I knew that Dan was in Milwaukee, and I'd lived in Milwaukee before. And, you know, it's really the most urban place in Wisconsin, that's for sure. It's... It's got actually, to me, Duluth has a similar vibe. More, it's more North Country up here. But Milwaukee is one of those cities that's been, I think they have large groups of people who have feel that they have been oppressed. And they have been oppressed. And there's this vibe to the city that I love. And actually, like, touring in the last year, too, it's been really, really fun. I tend to like those cities, like cities like Cleveland, you know, cities like Cincinnati, cities that have gone through a lot of hardship and they're fighting to survive, because I feel like the arts always shine through the brightest in those places.
Interesting. Huh. And so how is that reflected when you're there, in your experience there? Is it reflected in the people that come to see your show or the things that you do while you're there? Or?
Yeah, I always go for walks mm-hmm. quite a bit. So mm-hmm. like even on this last run that we did with Mandolin Orange, we would load in and do a quick, actually we would just load in and then we'd always have a bunch of time. So I'd walk around the city and just walk, and you can see it in the buildings. You can see it on people's faces. Just talking to people, you can get a feel. Mm-hmm. You can get a feel. And I like that. I think that's one of the greatest blessings of touring.
Well, it's nice when you have time to do that, because sometimes people are just, you're just zipping from one place to another and you don't mm-hmm. have time to see anything or talk to anybody.
Exactly.
So that's
yeah,
great.
We should all get disguises, I think, so that we can do that freely.
Yeah. Well, let's hear another tune. What do you guys want to do next?
Cool. We're going to do another one from the record, and it's called Peace My Soul. Push it back into the ground that I've been waiting for so long. Seeds I've sown and songs I've sung that I've been waiting for so long. Peace, oh peace, my soul. Last spring I planted seeds of hope. Peace, oh peace, my soul. Waiting for them to grow. Months have passed, and so have friends. I'm not ready for the end. Hell, she said, and hell it's been. But I'm not ready for the end. Peace, oh peace, my soul. Last spring I planted seeds of hope. Peace, oh peace, my soul. Waiting for them to grow.
Dead Horses and Peace My Soul from their latest Cartoon Moon, the one that ends the album. Seems like a very nice choice for ending an album.
Thanks.
What inspired that one, Sarah?
Funny, I was actually asked some kind of the same question earlier today, so I was thinking about it a lot. And a song I wrote during a long and dark winter, and this day, I had never really told anyone this before, but this, my friend had passed away, like a high school buddy of mine, who was always very, very encouraging of me playing guitar. Like, he would see me at open mic, you know, and just be very, very kind to me. And a few years later, he had passed away, and, you know, fast forward another couple months, and I received a phone call from his mom, who I had never met before. And she was actually asking if Dead Horses would play for like a benefit for him. And I was like thrilled to hear from her in a way. Like, I was very happy to hear from her. And so I like awkwardly said, "How've you been?" You know? And she said, "It's been hell." That's what she said, verbatim actually. And I talked to her for a while, and then I think immediately sat down and wrote this song, you know, about searching, kind of a call for peace, you know, and I think it's fairly obvious, like the metaphor between planting seeds and waiting for them to grow. And as I've grown older, it has had more meaning to me too, because I feel like the older I get, the more special it is watching seeds that you planted like 5 years ago in your life. Sometimes they don't sprout until 5 years later. And yeah, I guess that's the main concept.
And those are some of the benefits of age. Sometimes you think, exactly. Oh, I don't want to get older, but then you realize, oh yeah, you learn this stuff along the way, that something that felt maybe like it wasn't going to go anywhere at the time comes back around at some point.
Absolutely.
Well, that's great. And I especially find it, for the times that we're living in right now, it's a really nice song.
Thank
kind
you.
Kind of applies. You can interpret it different ways.
Certainly.
So back to working with Ken and the album. So where did you guys make the album?
In Nashville.
Oh, in Nashville.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And so, he has a studio there. It's in East Nashville. So that's kind of like the hip place in Nashville right now. Like, that's where, it's so crazy. You'd go in a coffee shop, and every person in there is a musician. And you can just tell. By the way, you know, we probably look the least like musicians because we look pretty Midwestern.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of cool. Like, I really enjoy Nashville a lot.
Mm-hmm. And then back to the working with the drums, and how did that work? Like, how did that feel when you started? Have you been in, like, bands, you know, regular rock bands before, you guys?
Yeah, or? And Dan actually, like, he's a really good drummer.
Oh,
actually.
Okay. So this was, like... So did you find yourself critiquing the... critiquing Ken Coomer as well?
No, you know. He kind of just came in and laid it down as it should have been in my mind. You know, mm-hmm. It was just like perfect.
Nice. Yeah. So that must have been kind of a treat.
Oh, yeah. So cool.
To have him in there.
One of the first times we met him before recording, we just went to his studio and actually played some songs with him.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt so good to play with a drummer. And, you know, and he's a great one. But when we recorded, it was still, we recorded like a trio. And so it has a live feel. I think it does. And then he would add his drums after that, which is pretty impressive too, because we didn't use a click track or anything. So he just had to know all of our imperfections in rhythm.
And you've worked with the other drummers since then, I mm-hmm. think, right? Like at different shows, or
yeah, a couple different ones.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Kind of whenever it makes sense to, whenever we can. The drummer we've been working a lot with is actually someone that Ken had recommended, and he lives in Nashville. So some shows it's more suitable for us to be a trio. Some shows it's suitable for us to be a duo. But I think, we have some pretty big intentions of doing some big band stuff too. You know, like having keys too, and drums, and just, yeah, the sky's the limit.
Are you thinking of that as like a permanent thing, if you could, or just like recording, or
I think for shows it would be really, really fun to do that, especially at festivals. But I'll never lose, you know, it's so fun playing stripped down too, and I'll never lose my love for, you know, for acoustic instruments.
Well, and you kind of have to have that. Well, and there is a bunch of electric on the album. I noticed that. Who was playing that? Was
that was
you?
Pete. Yep.
Pete was the guy that's not here today.
Yep, that's right.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So a lot of different flavors and colors on the album. And how much of that was new from what you've done on previous albums?
Like song-wise or instrumentally?
Instrumental-wise, like...
I'd say, you know, there's like harmonium on there and keys. We had never played with a keys player, so that was brand new. I guess we have worked a little bit with drums in the past, but that's pretty new. Mandolin, we've worked with in the past. Pete plays mandolin on the record, and he really, and actually still since then, hasn't played it really live very much, but he kind of picked it up in the studio and just really drilled himself, you know, when he wasn't recording, and did a lot of that on the fly, which is very, very impressive. What else was... Otherwise, I mean, instrument-wise, it's pretty straightforward, and it always started with just us three playing, and I'm singing, and we would pick the best track and go off of it.
Did you have a good batch of songs coming in already, or did you work on any?
Prior to going in? Yeah, we had a lot of songs to choose from. Some of which we had already been playing live for like over a year, and some of which, like Peace My Soul, we had never played together, and it was just a song that I showed Ken and he thought, let's record that. And that was the case for some of the songs. So some of them we really did work out in the studio.
I saw a picture on your Facebook of you guys sitting on the steps of Bob Dylan's childhood home in Hibbing. And it sounded like something that was kind of fun for you. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that was a few years ago. And we may have even, I feel like my northern accent just came out a little more there. A few years ago, I can't do it on a man, but we had probably played up in Duluth. And then I think we were like, oh, Hibbing is like, what is it, like a couple hours away? And I think it was also Bob Dylan days at the time. So we just kind of on the fly decided to drive up there. And we were like, oh, let's find Bob Dylan's house. And didn't we just end up there, like, kind of miraculously? Like, pulled over to figure it out. And it's like, oh, it's right there. So
yeah, it was pretty strange.
Took a picture. And then we were thinking about, I think we've been in a place lately where we feel very grateful for a lot of the success that we have had, and just kind of like, you know, it's like Dan and I have been playing together for like almost 7 years, and looking back on a picture like that, which was at least 5 years old, it's just kind of crazy to think how we both changed personally and grown together as musicians, and feeling pretty sappy about that.
Well, it was a fun picture. Well, we have time for one more. What do you guys want to play now?
We're going to play a new song.
Oh, yay.
We've been working on.
I love how bands always, even when they have a new album that's fairly new, they're always like, oh, but we were already working on new material. They're always that forward progress. I love that.
It's the fun part.
Yep.
All right. Of a lover in the arms of your son, you lay your breath heavy on not anyone. Won't you sit for a while? Won't you rest yourself? No, it ain't such a shame to have lost yourself. No, it ain't such a shame to have lost yourself. All my sacred sins and all your dirty lies. In a ride, in a ride, in a ride, in a ride. Keep riding even when I don't know why. Keep riding even when I don't know why. garden by the flowers blue, with the trees stretch and wrap themselves around you, and they fill you up till you don't know what to do. On a winter's night when everything is new, on a winter's night when everything is new. Oh, she said, if my heart were a turntable,
Dead Horses, live from Studio A, and a new tune, and what's that one called again?
Turntable.
Turntable. Love it. Thanks. All right. Well, thanks so much, guys. Sarah and Dan from Dead Horses, and they are going to be playing tonight at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth with opening acts Feeding Leroy and then Jerry Small as well. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having us.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Pierce Stevens, Alfred Manivanan, Cheyenne Vavrina, Aaron Welch, and Sam Quackenbush. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.